Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I begot in the name of thy Son, thy word, thy image, expressed image and likeness, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, Yahushua HaMashiach. I ask you, Abba, to forgive me for all my sins. I ask you to forgive me, forgive us, Israel, and this whole world that has come to bask in your glory today and sup with you today. We ask that you forgive us for our sins, Abba. We ask that you hear our prayer. Abba, thank you for this Shabbat day. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for allowing us to see another week, Abba. Another day, Abba. Thank you for the strength and the vitality to form these words, to move around, Abba, to do anything, Abba. Thank you for protecting us throughout this week, Abba. Thank you for strengthening us to get by the traps and the devices of the adversary, Abba. Thank you for leading us and guiding us, Abba. Thank you for showing us our errors, Abba, and correcting us in your loving kindness when we went to the left and when we went to the right and when we were just being hard-headed and stiff-necked, Abba. Thank you for giving us the desires of our heart, Abba. Thank you for showing us your way, Abba. Abba, we ask that you come upon us and show us your word, Abba. And today, we just going to praise you today, Abba. We ask that our praise be acceptable in your eyes, Abba. We just want to thank you and bask in your glory today, Abba. We thank you for the words that you put on our brother Yariel last night and the words that you will give him later on today. May they edify us. May they move us forward, move us closer to you, Abba. Abba, we ask that you continue to heal us mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, Abba. We thank you for the anniversaries of the birth dates, or this, for allowing our Zaken to see another year, allowing our brother Ariel to see another year. And the future ones coming up, our brother Shebael, another year, our brother Yakael, another year, and anyone else that I might have forgot, Abba. It's good that we are still on this side of the living, Abba. We thank you for allowing that to happen. We thank you for keeping us as the apple of your eye. We thank you for protecting us, providing for us, showing us your word, Abba. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor, Abba. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom. This is your brother.
Money come between my best friend and me. Old friends become new enemies.
Tell them where you go.
Through a couple of litigations,
I've been
true character assassination.
They tried to put that stick in between my wheels, but they can't stop my motivation. Nothing will.
To the valley where the shadow of death is, I fear no evil cause I'm protected. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Pick up the pieces. Maybe this isn't the life for me.
I'm thinking
maybe I should leave the music industry. Yeah.
I've been
betrayed by the people I've trusted.
I've been
seriously disgusted.
They tried to put that stick in between my wheels, but they can't stop my motivation. Nothing will.
And so through the valley where the shadow of death is, I fear no evil cause I'm protected. No weapons formed against me shall prosper, cause I'm walking with the Heavenly Father. Hey, and I do believe that I'm gonna prosper, cause I'm walking with the prayers of my mother. You won't get the best of me, even though you got my money. I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Of my destiny, not to be less than me, but to be more, so don't question me. I came and I conquered, I soared to new heights and still I explore. In my fight to survive, life's still too bright. Keep my eyes on new sights, I continue to fight. So when you try hurting me, even deserting me, know that I'm designed to overcome adversities. Wanna bring out the worst in me, it won't happen, cause I take responsibility for my action. My tenacity, well it has to be everlasting, cause even when it comes to backstab, I'm laughing.
You won't get the best of me, even though you broke my heart. I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Stop me.
You won't get the best of me, even though you got my money. I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Stop me. Pick up the pieces.
You won't get the best of me, even though you broke my heart. I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
You won't get the best of me, because by the grace of God, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces. You won't get the best of me, because by the grace of God, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
You won't get the best of me, because by the grace of God, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
You've always been. Oh, try, purify me. You take whatever you desire. Oh Lord, so clean my hands, purify.
My Shalom family, it's your brother David Wells. It's my last week on for this rotation, Magnify the Torah, Make It Honorable. And let me tell you something, man. It is, Abba is just great. Abba is just wonderful. I know when Abba wants me to speak on something, he lights a fire underneath me. You know, it's sort of like how the song was just saying, you burn for it. I know when Abba wants me to speak on something. It's not a doubt in my mind. But I tell you what, this week I was just I wanted to not do anything. I wanted to call in. I'm like, look, I just can't do it. Just can't do it. But then I got to thinking, I'm like, I don't ever want to do that. I don't ever want to do that. I don't ever want to call in. I don't ever want to give up. I don't ever want to feel that way. Not saying that, you know, unforeseen circumstances is one thing, you know. But me just being tired, I don't ever want to do that. You know, when I call in for hours just because I'm tired. So he put it on my heart just to praise him, just to give his word back to him, just to read some psalms and play some psalms, because sometimes you might have had a rough week, and sometimes you might just need to be uplifted. And those psalms are a way to uplift you too. You know, the Psalms is a way to bring those spirits up and reflect on your week, reflect on your life, reflect on all the goodness of Abba. You know, so he didn't give me a quote unquote lesson, but this is a lesson. This is part of the journey, and part of, you know, it's a reason why. The reason why it's a whole book, Tehillim, Psalms, and it's not just there to take up space. It's not just there to tell us what David was feeling or the writer of the Psalms was feeling, whoever, you know, David wrote the majority of them. It's not just there. They are for our use. So we put them to use, y'all. I hope everybody had a great week. And if you didn't, it's the Shabbat. Lay your burdens down and make use of what Abba has given us. So right now we're going to read Psalms chapter 10, starting at verse 1. Tehillim chapter 10, verse 1. And it reads, why standest thou afar off, O Yahweh? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom Yahweh abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after Elohim. Elohim is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are proudly set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strongness. He hath said in his heart, Elohim hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Yahweh, O Elohim, lift up thy hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn Elohim? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked, and the evil man seek out his wickedness till thou find none. Yahweh is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Yahweh, you have heard the desire of the humble. Wilt thou prepare their heart? Wilt thou cause thine ear to hear? To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
they heard you say, Mother or Father, I love you. And when was the last time that they heard you say, Daughter or Son, I love you. One day you cherish every day. Simply tell them I love you. It was the last time that they heard you say, Sister or brother, I love you. And when was the last time that they heard you say, Darling or best friend, I love you.
Psalms chapter 8, starting at verse 1. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. O Yahweh, our master, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set your glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visited him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Yahweh, our Master, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Psalms 116. I love Yahweh because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of Sheol got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is Yahweh and righteous. Yea, our mighty one is merciful. Yahweh preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for Yahweh has dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto Yahweh for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. I will pay my vows unto Yahweh, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. O Yahweh, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosened my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Yahweh. I will pay my vows unto Yahweh, now in the presence of all his of Yahweh's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, hallelujah.
Yahweh,
I try to move.
Psalms 48. And family, if y'all have any questions or comments, throw them all in the, continue to, you know, it's still Shabbat. You're still a priest. We still on the job. Any questions or comments, put them on the line so we can get to them, y'all. Psalms 48. A song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised in the city of our Mighty One, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Elohim is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hastened away. Fear took hold upon them, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we had heard, so have we seen in the city of Yahweh of hosts, in the city of our Mighty One. Elohim will establish it forever. Salah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Elohim, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O Elohim, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah, your Yehuda, be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generations following. For this Mighty One is our Mighty One forever and ever. He will be our God, even unto death. Hallelujah. Psalm 66. to the chief musician, a song. Make a joyful noise unto Elohim, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto Elohim, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you. They shall sing to your name, Salah. Come and see the works of Elohim. He is terrible in his doings towards the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our mighty one, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For you, O Elohim, has proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You brought us into the net. You laid this affliction upon our loins. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Salah. Come in here, all ye that fear Elohim, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Master will not hear me. But verily, Elohim has heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be Elohim, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Hallelujah.
Up and give thanks and stop stressing. More life and more blessings. Rise up and give thanks and stop stressing. More life and more blessings. Rise up and give thanks and stop stressing. We don't take no L's, we take lessons. They can't stop our vibe, we keep them guessing. I used to be depressed, my G. Felt like a waste man, like Mr. Bean. Hearing voices, demons troubling me. But then I had to rise up, I had to get myself clean. 5 years later, now I'm feeling so free. 1 year now in the music scene. I networked and I showed my worth. And now 1 year on 500,000 streams. Book I, one good vibe, best book I. All praises to the Most High. Make me feel so fly. No bad vibes. Everything's blessed over these stars. More life and more blessings. Rise up and give thanks and stop stressing. More life and more blessings. Rise up and give thanks and stop stressing. More life and more blessings. Rise up and give thanks and stop stressing. We don't take no L's, we take lessons. They can't stop our vibe, we keep on guessing. Life is a blessing, G. Every day's a new day, you get me. 1 minute my brain, we're thinking straight. Next thing I'm getting love from, I'm just paying. Mad, life is just mad. I remember when I thought I was going mad. My brain had me feeling like I was a madman. And now I'm getting love from Steve-O, the madman. Book I, one good vibe, best book I. All praises to to the Most High. Make me feel so fly. No bad vibes, no bad vibes. Everything's blessed over these stars. More life and more blessings. Rise up and give thanks and stop stressing. More life and more blessings. Rise up and give thanks and stop stressing.
Count my blessings to the really high. What a life I've been seeing, we could really die. It be looking good in pictures after we be crying. Make me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. Yes, you are from Adonai, even Elohim. David, sing a song for me like 51. A 23 isn't the one that I've been said to be. Foreign language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Heart beating, I've been praying for a steady one. Registration, I've been pinning as a ready one. I've been thinking that the last boss already called. And I've been thinking in the last day, the game is been back to one.
Count my blessings to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die. You've been looking good in pictures after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call him.
Yes, you walk from out of
sing a song,
be like 51.
And I've been turning into something.
I've been sent to be.
You talk my language, what you're talking don't make sense to me.
Open my eyes, sing it in song.
To that really high. My advice, find a place to pray and vocalize. Get with others who speak knowledge and can simplify. Find a cover, bigger brother who can empathize. Real life, I have you holding yourself in the rain. In the cold, 1% left on your mobile phone. Thinking death is all that's left for those who stay the slow. Doors locked on every church, no place for man to go. Oh no.
Count my blessings to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
Yeah, I've
been looking good in pictures after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call you, yes, you are from out of
nine.
You've been David,
singing song 51.
I've been turning into song. It's on my language, what you're talking don't make sense to me.
Open my eyes.
Only selfless side, let it ride.
Psalms 86. A prayer of this. Bow down thy ear, O Yahweh. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O you, my Elohim, save your servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Master, for I cry unto you daily. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for unto you, O Master, do I lift up my soul. For you, Master, are good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Yahweh, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto you, O Master, neither are there any works like unto your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Master, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and does wonderful things. You are mighty one alone. Teach me your way, O Yahweh. I will walk in truth. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Master, my mighty one, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy towards me, and you have delivered my soul from the lowest grave, lowest Sheol. O mighty one, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul and have not set you before them. But you, O Master, are a mighty one, full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto your servant and save the son of your handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Yahweh, has holden me and comforted me. Hallelujah.
Is a call to rise on your night in the Gideon, and I hail for rise to defend the Yanai against Babylon. It's a call to rise on your night in the Gideon, and I hail for rise to defend the Yanai from the wicked one. Just sent Moses and Aaron to take Ayanai to the promised land. Saint Joshua, who's the son of Nun, who brought Ayanai across River Jordan. And though the Amorites and the Hittites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites all tried to fight against the Israelites, Jah gave us victory before the daylight. 'Cause we call family, from Israel straight to Ethiopia, calling upon all Hebrew Kushites, all you Nazarites, oh we Israelites, come along and let us be rectified, let us rise and think our God keep him right, if I call on Jah, to rise and unite in the Gideon, and hey, and hail for us,
Family, we're gonna this is gonna be the last verse, last song we read, and we're gonna hear a couple more songs, and then we're gonna close out. And this is Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of Yahweh say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto Yahweh in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of Elohim and contend the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was no one to help them. Then they cried unto Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto Yahweh in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of Yahweh and his wonders in the deep. For he commanded and raises the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto Yahweh in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into a dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffer not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Come to me more and more each day. I'm learning
Family, I pray that your spirits was uplifted. Pray that you receive everything that Abba has for you. I pray that you and all of us unite our hearts with Yahushua, that we may be this big unified family. No black sheeps. A unified family. I pray that we raise the bar of accountability between us. I pray that we stop saying negative things and speaking weakness to one another and to ourselves, and that we start affirming these positive and strengthening thoughts and actions. I pray that we understand that Abba has loosened these clutches that we have on our minds, and we are free. We are free within Yahushua. I pray that we understand that we don't have to not know. All we have to do is ask. If we're unsure, just ask. If there's any type of doubt, just ask. I pray that we become more reliant on one another. I pray that we always show forth Yahushua HaMashiach and the love that he has for us, and the love that he has for the world. Like the song say, I know that you love me. I pray that we all come to that realization that Abba loves us individually and collectively. I pray that we put our best foot forward always to do his will. I pray that we never want to throw the towel in. And every moray, every single person who walks this life, because of the difficulties, because of the afflictions, because of the hate in general, want to give up sometimes. I pray we never feel that way ever again in life, that we keep our eyes on the prize, that we are willing to walk through that fire, willing to walk through the water, willing to get the dross off of us, willing to be that vessel that Abba has in that furnace, and looking for his reflection and turning into his image and his likeness. I pray that we build up that spiritual stamina that we need. I pray that we understand the importance of the word that he has given, and the understanding and the importance of one another. I pray that our trust just goes through the roof. I pray that we become truly, truly a card with Yahushua, when he calls himself that tree branch, I mean, he's the stump. We're the branches. There might be some branches coming off the branches, but they're all connected to that stump. No matter how high it goes, every branch is connected to that root and to that stump. So I just pray that we support one another. I pray that we become brother and sister. Any type of incidents or any type of problems, that we can talk about it. Brother and sister, brother to brother, sister to sister. I pray that these hindrances are just gone. We alleviate them, we work on them, and that, like the word say, we become an Israelite indeed, one with no guile. That we're not holding anything in the crevices of our minds, in the recesses of our minds, in our quote-unquote subconscious, all that. Subconscious just mean that hidden part, the part that we're not aware of. Like our brother said last night, you know, those monsters, it's time to slay them. And I just pray that we can always show forth the love of our master, Yahushua HaMashiach. And with that said, we're going to close out. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one who says and does, speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words are turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one who is trustworthy in all his words. Abba Yah, thank you for leading and guiding me, Abba. Your ways are way higher than ours and mine's, and sometimes we don't know. But if we just trust in you, you said that you won't do nothing unless you reveal it to your prophets. If we just trust in you and be patient with you, the answers will and the way will be revealed to us, Abba. And I thank you personally, because sometimes I just don't know. Sometimes I go back into that fearful place and I need to get out of it. And you're right there to pull me out. Like your words say, you deliver. That's all we got to do is cry out to you, Abba. So thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Abba, I ask that you put your words within our brother, Yahriel, that you fill him up and allow him to edify through you. You work through him to edify us, Abba. Fill him up with your spirit. Fill him up with your knowledge. And let it come forth, Abba. Abba, I thank you for using me these last 6 weeks, Abba. I pray that you continue to reveal to me, Abba. And I pray that you keep my ear open. And I pray that you open all our ears to you. Whatever you speak, whichever way you go, give us the courage to step forward, Abba. Give us the strength to move towards you, Abba, and do what you say, no matter if we think it's right or not. If we know you said it, give us the strength to do it. If we don't want to do it, send a brother, send a sister, send some acknowledgement, some type of way to move us out. Because we are hard-headed. We are stiff-necked. And our heart is very deceitful and very wicked out. So we ask, Father, for help. We ask that you continue to move upon us. Thank you for giving our brother Yaquel those DJ skills, which he put to use today for your glory, fulfilling some things that he's told us, using your skills that you gave him for your glory, Abba. Thank you for everything that you've done for us throughout the week, providing for us, protecting us, watching over us, watching over the children, Abba. We pray that we are just worthy, and we pray that the praise that we give you day to day is acceptable in your eyes. That is that sweet flavor to your nose. We ask, Abba, that you continue to heal everyone who is hurting physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. That you keep on putting us back together and making us whole according to your good will, Abba. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom.
Hi, I'm Molly Music. The name of this song is called Ready Aim, and this is R&B Sessions. I'm on an airplane, and the destination of this flight is to the other side. Yeah, guess I have to go there. Guess I have to come here. I know where I'm from, but now I'm headed where I'm going right. And they have rockets and machine guns, and they're firing on my plane. But I say fire, fire, hey, ready, aim, fire, yeah. You can't shoot me down. Ready, aim, fire, hey, you can't stop me now, can't stop me now, no. I'm on a rocket ship, and the destination of this rocket is to outer space. Alright. I don't know, but I guess I had to go. Guess I have to come here, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place. I've been taken to another space. And there are powers, even there.
there, but you can't see them. And they have rockets and machine guns. Hey, and they're firing on my brain. But I see fire. Fire, hey, already aim fire. You can't shoot me down. Oh, the fire, hey, bang. Fire, ready, aim fire. Hey, you can't stop me now. Can't stop me now, no. Straight up the sideways, trying to take water to a dry place, trying to take off where it ain't none, trying to bang low to a high place. I don't want to make the shooter put the gun down, so mother gets a hold of the gun now. Want to make the lame man run again, make the blind man see the sun again, but all I hear is bang bang yet. I don't think the powers really want that. Breathing down my neck, always on my back, got the guns up, but I'll say, fire.